the slide. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, dans Montréal, Québec.
Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. The English Montreal School Board has had to pause the development of an accessible school for disabled children due to provincial budget cuts. Before the new year, the Quebec government announced a $200 million budget cut to education, forcing schools and school boards to restructure their budgets. The deadline to finalize these new reduced budgets is coming up at the end of March. The chair of the English Montreal School Board, Joe Ortona, says that this has the board scrambling.
Oh, came completely by surprise because our school budgets are set the year before. So usually around April, we're told what our annual budget is going to be, and then we budget accordingly. And that's what we did for the 2024-2025 school year. In May or early June of 2024, the government told us what our annual budget was going to be. We adopted a balanced budget. And everything was fine in that regard. And then we come mid-year, this is really unprecedented for them to turn around and say that we now need to cut. It's budget figures that they gave us. I don't know where the miscalculation comes from, but we're now all scrambling, trying to figure out where we can cut money.
For the EMSB alone, these cuts represent $2,600,000. The EMSB has had to temporarily freeze the development of projects they had previously budgeted for, including the building of an accessible school for disabled children at Nesbitt Elementary.
You know, we were hoping to have a school open by August of 2026, but there would be major renovations that would be involved. We'd have to, you know, change some of the layout of the building and all of those things, and renovations are very expensive. That's on hold right now. It's still in our plans, but it's most definitely going to be delayed with these budget cuts that may not only go into effect for this year. We don't know what our budget's going to be next year, if there's going to be more cuts. And the government isn't answering these questions. So we're all sort of in limbo waiting.
The Ministry of Education would not provide comment, but stated publicly at the time of the cuts that this reduction only represented 1% of the education budget, and they were asking schools and school boards to make their own choices when reacting to the cuts. Ortona says these choices are not so easy.
Well, we're hoping it's not going to have an effect on the day-to-day operations in a classroom. That's the last place where we want to cut. But, you know, some of the school boards are much smaller than we are, and they don't have anything left to cut. So, you know, to say that services won't be affected, I'm not sure that that's true.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Hi, hello, how's it going? I'm Sonam, you are listening to Songs from the Basement, and today I have a very special guest. We're going to see if her mic is working. My friend Amy. Say hi, Amy.
Hello.
Here, get hello. A little closer to you. Amy has helped me curate a playlist tonight, and specifically a metal playlist, because here at CJLO, it is Metal March. Did I mention that you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, Concordia's one and only radio station? Amy's also a Concordia student, so it's not like she's being snuck into this room here. So, Amy, can you tell us a couple of the songs that are coming up that we're going to rip right now?
We're going to start off with some Mesothelioma. It's an Ottawa black metal band. And then we have Hell is Other People afterwards.
All right. Thank you. Enjoy. And this is going to be a loud evening. And I'm very, very, very excited. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Production Nuit d'Afrique invites you to discover new talent with its World Music Showcase, the 18th edition of Cité d'Or dans la musique du monde. Come discover 36 acts every Tuesday and Wednesday at Club Balatou until April 9th. Take part in the free showcase concerts and vote for your favorite artists. More info on Cilidor.com, Facebook, and Instagram.
The Go-Go Radio Magic Show. Every Friday night from 6 to 8 on CJLO.
This one goes out to the one I love.
Hello, 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 hello. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, Concordia's one and only radio station. I feel like you can't hear me, but no, we can hear me. We can hear me. And we can also hear my friend Amy.
Hello.
Yes. So, Amy.
Hopefully.
I command you to speak about the song that just played.
Gorgeous. We just listened to March on Blackthorns by Mesothelioma, which is an Ottawa-based black metal band from my hometown. Yeah. Pretty good stuff. So this band was formed in 2022. That was off of their self-titled EP, Mesothelioma, from 2023.
You have to tell me what you told me before about how old these people are and what it was like seeing them in Ottawa, which is the town that you're from.
So I saw them a few years ago at New Sodom. These guys are definitely younger than I am. I have no clue how old they are. I'm 22. But when I saw them, I swear to God, I think half of them at least were in high school. Just really ferocious stuff, though. Really, really impressive to be playing that well at such
so
a young age.
So cool. I wish I could play good music when I was in high school, but I just played bad music when I was in high school.
Me too.
Hell yeah. All right. I don't know. Okay. I've asked Amy to come on this show because she is, in my eyes, a metal genius, and she's also from Ottawa, and I am curious, we've talked about this already because we're friends, but, like, Amy, share with the people, what is the Ottawa scene like, if people don't know?
Yeah, sure. So, I don't know, I started going to shows in Ottawa in 2019, I think, and I didn't start going to a lot of metal shows until probably after the pandemic, but Ottawa's very big, small town, small, big town, so there's a lot going on, but it's also, there's not a lot going on at the same time.
It's a government town.
It really is. It's very, very chill. There's usually, like, one thing going on at any given moment. Never more. It's very rare to see more than one thing going on at a time, but very interesting.
At least you have one thing going on often.
Of course.
You have a metal scene.
Yeah. Again, actually, I would say the metal scene in Ottawa is, like, popping off.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of indie in Ottawa. There's also a decent hardcore scene as well.
That's nice.
It did take a while to rebuild after the pandemic. Unfortunately, a lot of good venues closed down, which is very sad. But it's starting to build itself back up again. And then I moved here. So now I'm going to Montreal stuff instead of Ottawa stuff. But yeah.
Yeah. And it's been really fun so far getting to, Amy is the person I get to go to shows with now because, well, I didn't know her last year because she wasn't here. She was in Ottawa. But I, like, went to a lot of shows alone last year, which is a good thing to do. You know, don't let being alone stop you from having fun.
Definitely.
But also, it's really nice to go with a friend to shows because it's, I don't know, it's so much fun. And there's, like a lot of cool metal shows we've seen here, which maybe we'll talk about later, but I feel like we should maybe play this next song because Amy made most of the playlist for today and I'm not gonna do her the disgrace of missing any songs. So Amy, what do we have next?
So next we have Degrade by Hella's Other People.
After that
we have Magistral Fury by Akitsa.
Okay, cool. All right, so we're gonna let you enjoy this delicious tunage. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, 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 welcome. You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM. Can you hear me, Amy?
Yes, I can.
In the mic or in the just IRL?
I don't know.
All right, well, tell. It doesn't matter.
Can you hear me?
I think so. I think we're okay. I think we're just a little low, or the headphones.
I can hear you now.
Anyways, sorry, technical difficulties. I'm still new at this. Don't worry about it. It's all good. Amy's going to tell us about the songs that were just played because she was the one who put them on the playlist. And I don't know anything about this. I do listen to metal. I'm not a poser, but Amy is an expert. So
that's not true. The first song that played was Degrade by Hell Is Other People. So this is a Windsor-based post-black metal band formed in 2016. That was off of their self-titled split EP with My Lonely Sea, who I have not listened to, unfortunately. And that was released in 2019.
I really, really like that one. I am a fan of all things shoegazy, and you told me that this is black gaze, and I'm down with that. I like that atmosphere on my metal,
Yeah.
You know how it is.
Oh, yeah. Great stuff. Really into that. And then after that, we listened to Magistral Fury by Akitsa. I'm sorry if I butchered that. This is a Montreal band, and I didn't realize they've been around this long.
Oh.
Formed in 1999.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Pre-2000.
For real. And that was from their full-length album, Devenir le Diable, from 2023.
Oh, nice. I love it when bands that have been around for a long time like still put out good music. That's such a treat compared to like bands where I'm like, oh my god, you should be retired. I had friends who saw the Rolling Stones in Vancouver, like their mom got them tickets. And someone had a heart attack in front of them before the show started, even though the show started at like 6 p.m. because, you know.
They got too excited.
Geriatric dinner.
Yeah.
That's so sad. I don't mean to make fun of it. It was really absurd.
So this, I didn't realize that this band was from 1999, just because I've only listened to their more recent albums, and I knew this was from 2023, but shout out Metal Archives for that one, for all of the information about these bands.
Yeah, nice. I've been perusing like Internet Archive more, but it's nice that they have, this isn't associated with Internet Archive, is it?
I don't believe so. It's called Metal Archives.
I really appreciate people
Encyclopedia
archiving
Metallum.
Stuff. Encyclopedia Metallum.
I don't have an account, that's but I think sick. I probably should make one.
If anyone's looking to make a metal show, that's a cool name. I don't know. Probably don't, because that's probably copyrighted. Or just don't steal, but like Encyclopedia Metallum. That's cool.
The Metal Archives, if there's already a band with that name. So there you
cool,
go.
Cool, 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 cool. I don't know. Amy and I have been talking about what it's kind of like to like change scenes and also like being a girl in a music scene. Not that that's uncommon anymore, but it's still a thing. And I thought we'd maybe talk about it because it is like Women's Month, and it's an important thing to talk about, especially in the way the world is now. And like I've been seeing so much heinous stuff online.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well, what's your experience like?
Well, I am still a child, pretty much. So, like, on Vancouver Island, it was an all-ages scene. And, like, it's, like, that means it's very well, like, it's not, like, gated, but it's very well, like, kind of protected. People are, like, putting in the effort for that to be, like, a, like, safe, good place. Especially, the really all-ages part where it's, like, the bands that we were in high school and like playing with other bands in high school, like, you know, we'd play with like a lot of older bands, but then also like it would be other bands our age, so automatically, and like the show, just the shows being all ages kind of immediately pushes like certain people away. I don't know, it's actually, there's like cool stuff where like there will be people who, you know, you don't want hanging around, and like if they're active in the scene and like really not chill, people will like literally blacklist them
from
venues. And I think that's actually like a community, That's why it's so important to have genuine people and like look out for each other. So I don't know, it was pretty good. I can't say for like any of the larger scenes like Vancouver or anything, and like, you know, there's always gonna be like a too drunk guy flopping around, but like that's not an issue. That's me. That's me in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
or whatever.
I'm like, the drunk guy flopping around this time. Yeah. I don't know. My personal experience, I haven't had too many experiences in Montreal yet. I've only been to a couple shows, but in Ottawa was generally okay. I think I started going to a lot of like all ages shows, and especially at the all ages shows, everyone is really on top of like security. Safety. Yeah. And making sure that everyone felt safe, I guess. And I don't know. I had a couple like weird off-kilter experiences, but there's always people in place mm-hmm. that are willing to help, which is really awesome. Shout out Zach from Sewer Pool Productions in Ottawa for just maintaining a really awesome safe scene. Generally pretty good. There's always going to be some guy at a show that won't leave you alone, but there's always also going to be people that are willing to help you out, which mm-hmm. is nice. Yeah,
it's good. I remember the first show I came to here, like, alone. I went to see Diana Krall's, and I also saw Dogo Suicide, who I interviewed, and it's on the CGLO website from, like, October, so whatever, irrelevant. And I also, there was a bigger band there that was having an album release, but I didn't even, and, like, that is when it got really busy, but I didn't even stay for that show because I had to go home because I lived in a horrible transit void. But there was, like, really, really friendly people there and, like, someone in the bathroom who I still, like, follow on Instagram who was like, you know, you need anything, like, you know, I got you. I'm like, that's so awesome. Also, shout out Diana Krall's. I really like them. They're really good. Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay. I think we should play more music probably.
I think so.
Okay, we're gonna play this next song. Amy, I'm gonna let you pronounce this.
Let me go. All right. I'm gonna butcher this one. This is Im Zeken der Dunkelheit. Im Zeken der Dunkelheit by Motherwood.
Very good. All right.
Enjoy.
Yeah, thank you for listening to us yap, and you're gonna thank us for listening to this really, really sick tune.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Sydney Sheedy.
And I'm Piper Curtis.
We are the producers of Discordia, a 10-part audio docuseries for CJLO 1690 AM, funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada Radio Meters Program.
Tune in on Monday, March 10th at 6 p.m. for the 7th episode of Discordia on the 2023 Crew Campaign and how they became Concordia's new Teaching and Research Assistant Labor Union.
Welcome, salutations and various forms of greetings, friends. My name is Mr. Billets. And when I'm not enjoying good ragtime music and tap dancing, I like to listen to Great A Explosives on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJLO 1690 AM. Now here's some kind of a cover of Frank Sinatra by a metal band. Take that, Hitler!
We're listening to CJLO on 1690 AM! CJLO!
You suck.
You suck more.
Hello, 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 hello. How's it going? You are listening to CJLO, 1690 AM. My name is Sonam. You are listening to Songs from the Basement. Title may change. Don't worry about it. And I'm here with Amy.
Hello.
Amy, what did we just listen to?
We just listened to Im Zinken der Dunkelheit by Motherwood. And so that was released in 2023 off of the album also called Im Zinken der Dunkelheit. This is a Brazilian atmospheric black metal band. I thought I had read something online about them being like a split project between Brazil and Sweden, but Metal Archives is not backing that up. So I don't know. I have no idea where I found that. But I think they're now based in Germany. I'm not entirely sure, but they formed in 2016. I found a tape of theirs at a show. I think that album was produced by Low Noise Productions, which I believe used to be an Ottawa production company, but I don't think they are anymore. And then I went to Expozine with Sonam a few months ago, and I found that they had a booth. Low Noise Productions had a booth, and they were selling the same cassettes. So
I loved Expozine.
It
was so hot and stuffy in that church, and I spent like way too much money, but I got some banger Christmas gifts, and afterwards we got banger dumplings. It was on Saint Hubert. It's like maison, like mother house of dumplings,
and Mademoiselle Dumpling, I think. Or something like that.
Anyways, it's on Saint Hubert. It's right across from like where I got my haircut. I got my haircut and then I went and had dumplings because it's so good. Anyways, shout out that place.
Shout out Expozine.
I don't even know what we were just talking about before. I think being a girl in a music scene, which happy Women's Month. It was International Women's Day. I think on Saturday. I did a little ladies show on Monday and it was like fine. But yeah, I don't know. I love women. And Amy and I went to a show recently at a new venue called The Purple Room. There was a really great female-fronted metal band called Capitur, K-A-P-I-T-U-R. You know why? Electric cello. That's why.
Anyways,
really good.
Really cool.
And then what else about The Purple Room is super cool?
They have an indoor smoking room. That was like cultural, that was crazy. Yeah. I've never seen that before.
It was a really, really interesting space, really big. And it's in St. Henry in like a residential neighborhood. And the reason they have the smoking room is because they don't want you smoking outside because it's bothersome to the residents. But they have this like, it's like an old auto shop. It's really cool. Don't smoke, but check out the smoking room. Okay. We have about 10 minutes left, so I'm going to play, I'll definitely play one song that I added. It's Battle of the Wabash by Pan American Native Front, a native metal band. I'm not sure where they're from, which is really bad of me. I really should have, Amy's going to do some research right now. I should be looking into that more, but I'm like heavily interested in specifically native metal.
Chicago, Illinois.
Heck yeah. I've been hearing I've been thinking a lot about Chicago for some reason. I don't know. I've just seen a lot of Chicago content. And then after that, I'm going to play the new Def Haven song, Heathen. I don't know. We'll probably won't get through it all because we are running out of time. This went by so fast because I have my friend here. Amy, I want to thank you so much for coming on. This was so much fun. She's going to come on for more because this went really well.
I would love that. Thank you for having me on. I've had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've had so much fun too. Amy's like my metal link. I feel like I listen to more heavy music in the winter, but I'll try and listen to more in the summer. Maybe when I'm like out on a really, really hard bike ride or something.
I'll send you some good stuff.
Yeah, I need some summer metal. Anyways, Amy and I are going to peace out. Leave you with some Pan American Native Front and Def Haven. And I'm going to wish you a good night. Stay warm. And thank you so much for listening. Take it easy. You've listened to Songs from the Basement with Sonam and Amy. And have a good night.